What is the longest animal in the ocean?
Well, although most people think it's the blue whale, and they can get to about 30 metres, the longest animal in the ocean, and indeed in the world, is actually a humble worm called the bootlace worm, or Linnaeus longissimus, which is quite aptly named. And the longest one ever, it's the longest recorded animal ever found, and it washed up in about the mid-1800s after a big storm at St Andrews, and it was 55 metres long.
This is just a
and
worm.
About 10 centimetres wide. And the thing about these worms, these ribbon worms, they have a toxic proboscis that whips out. I'm doing hand signals on the radio. That whips out, and it has a neurotoxin in it that it uses to get its prey. So I don't know what a 55-metre worm was preying on, but we don't know what's out there, how many more of these massive worms there are.
Chris?
I was wondering if you know, does it have a nervous system that travels like the whole length, so a nervous system that's 55 metres long?
Well, the smaller ones do, yeah, so I believe that it would have.
Wow. I wonder how long it takes for action potentials to go, you know, from one end
nerve
to the
impulses.
Other.
Yeah,
it's
that's
travel.
A really good question. Yeah.
Because you think the sensory nerve information travels at about 1 metre per second in small nerve fibres, doesn't it? So it might take up to a minute to get your sensation. But motor information is 100 metres a second, so movements might go a little bit faster. But that's intriguing, isn't it? Where do these worms hang out? They sound terrifying.
You'll find them all around the UK.
Really?
Yeah. The bootlace worm. If you look it up, there's some really cool YouTube videos of them wriggling around. They're awesome.
What about land animals, though, Chris? I mean, you're our zoology / animal expert. Biggest land animals?
Oh, it has to be a snake of some kind. So I wonder about the reticulated python.
Was the question animal?
Good point.
Because if it's organism, it could be fungus. You know, they have those massive, like, what are they called again?
A mycorrhizal.
That's it. That's the word I can never say, yeah. Those can be, like, hundreds and hundreds of metres, can't they?
Well, there are literally hectares. I think the biggest living organism, it lives in America, and it is a giant subsurface fungal network, which is hectares in size. So that's true. But in terms of land animals, I mean, how big is a giraffe in terms of its actual mass and that kind of thing? How much does one of those weigh? Because they don't look like they would weigh much, but they I guess they're actually quite big.
Yeah, they vary. They vary from about 800 kilos up to about, 1.5 tonnes sometimes. In terms of height, really, really tall giraffes are about 5 to 6 metres high.
Now, is this true, Chris, that they have special adaptations so they don't explode their brain with their blood pressure becoming too high if they put their head down to drink? Is that true?
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem. You've got to be able to push all this blood up to the head, so you've got to work against gravity. But when giraffes lower their head to drink, for example, they've got this problem. How do they actually stop their heads exploding, their eyes popping out of their skulls? And we think it's because they've got a network of really fine blood vessels that acts like a sponge. So it acts to mop up this excess blood pressure when the head is down and release it when the head is up.
I was having a conversation, because medical people do this kind of thing, the other day about animals throwing up. And we were speculating that maybe this might be a challenge for a giraffe. But then someone pointed out, well, they are ruminant animals, aren't they? So they actually have a very good mechanism for regurgitating what's in their stomach and chewing it back over again. So in fact, they should be able to throw up without
a problem. It's crazy. You can actually watch. So, yeah, you can see food going down the neck and you can see it going back up as well. It's really creepy when you watch it.